CliffCentral.com.
Well, hello, my name is Rosie Mutene and welcome to my podcast titled Pan-African Connect, where we talk about my three passions in life: woman, Africa, and the arts. Today, we're going all the way to Lesotho and we're talking about wine. And I'm going to be speaking to a lady by the name of Lerato Pretorius, who is behind the label Love or Wine. Lerato, welcome to my show.
Thank you very much.
How are you doing today?
I'm good, thank you.
So your name, the name Lavo comes, you said it originated from your name, Lerato.
Yes.
And for our listeners who are in the diaspora or who are out of Africa, Lerato is a beautiful South African name meaning love. And that's where the label actually originated from.
Exactly.
But before we get into the actual wine, you originated from Lesotho.
Yes.
And what is your background?
I did programming, mm-hmm. and while I was still doing my college, I got to work at Butler's Bank.
Yeah.
And then that's where everything started. I saw that how the bank makes money, and mm-hmm. I thought, yes, one day I'll be an entrepreneur. I'll start my own business.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it all started, and it has been good so far.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Lesotho is a beautiful, beautiful country, and it's known for its magnificent mountains and kingdom also.
Yes.
How did you connect with wine?
It's not about the country,
mm-hmm.
it's about love itself.
Yeah.
We sometimes get in the midst of forgetting why we are here.
Yeah.
We are here because we are made out of love.
Mm-hmm.
God is love, love is God, and I love life.
Yeah.
And I thought, why not have something that will make people celebrate at different levels?
Yeah.
Yes.
And of course, I mean, wine being the connector in terms of social background, in social events and so forth. But what was the decision that you made to step in? Okay, this is where I'm going. I want to become a winemaker. What was that initial step?
Okay. I like entertaining.
Yeah.
And I've seen a lot of people, they like food and wine, mm. you know, to relax and entertain. I thought, why don't I start with the wine and make it a lifestyle thing for people to celebrate every day?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And where do you actually manufacture the wine?
It's in Wellington in the Western Cape.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So everyone knows within the South African context of winemaking that it is incredibly white-dominated, incredibly black, and male-dominated. What were the challenges that you had going into that industry and establishing your label and so forth?
First of all, I'm one of those crazy people that is very bold.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see sex in anything.
Yeah.
And as long as you know what you want and you go for it and you study, you research about it,
mm-hmm.
I thought, why not?
Yeah.
This day and age, women and men, we are equal.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Everything that they can do, we can do too.
And we can do it better most of the time.
Yeah, yes.
So what type of research did you have to go into before you, what was the initial step? I mean, was it finding the place where the wine was going to be grown? Was it discovering the label? What was your initial step in getting into the business?
It was about the grapes themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as South Africans, we are known to have the best wines.
Mm.
It was first of all, knowing about the grapes themselves, how they are picked, how they are fermented. I mean, this whole story from picking up the grapes to fermenting to bottling,
yeah.
and having the brand.
What is the process? What is the time from when you pick up the grapes to the fermentation? How long is that process and what is involved?
It depends.
Mm-hmm.
Initially, it can take 3 to 4 months.
Wow.
Yes. So it depends on whether it's entry-level wines or it now goes into premium wines, ultra premiums, and then
What is for somebody who doesn't know anything about wine? So you have entry-level wines. What were those?
Classic wines. That's what I have at the moment.
Okay.
Because I'm still new. I'm still finding my ways and I'm mm-hmm. still finding, you know, the competition around the wines, the restaurant, different restaurants and pairing the wine. So I am still at the early stage where I want just simple food and wine pairing and right. lifestyle.
Right, right. Yeah. And then in order to get to the premium level, is that, would that be also take a longer process? And then also, is it about marketing and getting your wine out there? Is that how the elevation?
No, it's going into the classic wines is just the initial of the wines. But when you go into classic wine, into premium wines, is the longer the wines, the older the wines they are, is the longer the time that it would determine, you know, the taste of the wine.
Ah, okay. Yes. I understand. Yes. Okay, so let's talk about, so in the studio we have, we've got a Chardonnay and we've got a Merlot and a Sauvignon Blanc, my favorite. And what have you got there? Cab Sav as Cab well. Yes. Okay, let's break it down. Let's start with the Cab Sav. How would you best describe that wine?
Can we start with the white?
Yes, we can.
I'll tell you why I say we start with the white. Whites, normally they are good for starters. Mm-hmm. And also they are very light. They are good for summer and they are fruity. And you can have all white wines with your chicken, your fish. Mm-hmm. You can pair it with the chicken, your fish. And salads and pastas. So for people who are new into wine or who say Sauvignon Blanc is the first wine to start with.
Okay.
And well, you're now mature or you have acquired the taste of, you know, really good wine, you can go into Chardonnay. Mm-hmm. Yes. And the red wines are normally paired with a red meat. Mm-hmm. And they are good in winter.
Oh, yes. I was just going to say, by the fireplace, keeping us warm.
Exactly.
But now for you said, like, for the Sauvignon Blanc, that would be for your beginner wine drink, if you want to put it in that sense.
Yes.
The difference between a Cabernet Sauvignon Blanc and a Cabernet Sauvignon and a Merlot, how would you best describe that?
It's the same. Mm-hmm. It's Cabernet Sauvignon. It's the type of wine that you would want to really start with when you're into red wine. Mm-hmm. And then the Merlot is also for the mature, little bit of a mature wine.
Yeah.
And, oh, you've acquired the taste. Now you want to, you know, go into a different level.
Right, right, right. Yeah. So these are the four ones that you basically have. And besides your meat dishes, are there any other meals or snacks that you could possibly pair the red with?
Yes, you can pair them with grapes, cheeses, and other snacks.
Yeah,
yeah.
And now, if for distribution, what is your distribution channel? How do you get your wines out to the restaurants and bars and I suppose liquor stores and so forth?
Okay. For now, we haven't been in the liquor stores. It's a long process. And we haven't been in the hotels. And still, we are in that process. But going to the restaurant, we organize wine tasting with the restaurant, and then they take our wines,
okay,
depending whether they like them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then in terms of the international market, I mean, I'm sure, I know you're still in your infant phase, but what is the procedure in order to get your wines out onto the international level? Because, you know, in a couple of years' time, I want to be able to, wherever you are, across the continent or whatever, and say, I want my favorite level wine.
We are in the process of talking to exporting our wines to China at the moment and other African countries. Mm-hmm. You just need to have all your paperwork ready, and then it's not difficult.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And in terms of the brand itself, are you planning to branch out? Are you planning to keep with these four for the next couple of years, or are you hoping to?
Oh no, we're going to go into premium wines, ultra premium wines. We want to also go into MCCs. And
what are MCCs?
As the bubbles.
Aha, the favorite ones.
The favorite ones. The happy ones.
Yes.
Yes.
And for young women out there, and I'm emphasizing on women because that is my passion, is that what if they want to get into this industry, what advice would you give them, number one? And number two, what are the tools of the trade that they need to have in order to start?
Okay, first of all, I think if you want to do anything, you have to have a passion for it.
Yeah.
Once you know your passion, you have to go and do a research. Without a research, you're just going into pool without knowing who's who.
You're leading yourself in blindly.
Yes, and I encourage people to do small courses. With wine, you can do online courses. You can even attend with Cape Town Academy. And you can go and ask people who have been there in the industry. Yes.
And is that knowledge readily available to people in terms of, are there mentors? Are there winemaker mentors out there?
Definitely, there are lots of them. And there are people who are willing to teach us as, I don't want to say this, the name, black people about wines. Yes, we are still very far with, you know, understanding the wine. And people say that I drink wine, but why do you drink wine?
Yeah.
And what type of wine? And how do you drink wine? We need to be responsible. My ultimate goal is to be responsible to teaching our people about the wines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And let's actually get into that, because a lot of people, and I've had that conversation where it's like, well, it doesn't taste like anything and you got to drink a lot of it quickly. But what is the correct process of actually drinking wine? I mean, you and I both know it, but for the listener out there is that, you know, it's not, you don't open up the bottle and guzzle it down. It's not a beer. It's not a flavored alcohol drink. It's
okay.
Yeah.
With the wines, the white wines, you have to chill them. They are nice when they're not chilled. And with the red, you have to open to let them breathe.
Right.
And then you will pour in the glass and you shake it a little bit so that you can really get to see few things, color, the legs, and the taste. You just wiggle it in your mouth. And
so in terms of, let's say we were trying this out with a Merlot.
Yeah.
So we've poured it, we've let it breathe, we've poured it into a glass, we're going to swirl it around. What are we looking for in terms of the color?
The deeper the color, the older the wine. Yes, and also the lighter the color, it's light and the taste as well. It's different.
Okay. Yeah. Is it more like a sweeter taste the newer the wine, and then is it more of a richer taste if it depends
whether it's a blend or it's just a
normal.
Yeah, it's a normal wine.
And then in terms of the aroma, you know, a lot of people say, well, you can pick up the berries, you can pick up the soil, you can pick up the nuts and everything. And it took me a long time for me to really understand that. Yeah. But how would, in layman's terms, how would you break that down in terms of what are you smelling for? Why do people smell and why is the aroma of wine so important?
The fruitiness. It depends on the grapes themselves.
Yeah.
The fruitiness of the wines and the smell itself, you know, you can tell, an experienced wine drinker can tell with the smell.
Oh, wow.
The wine, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And let's talk about the grapes, and going back to that, is that you get different types of grapes.
Yeah.
Would you want to just break it down on the different different types of grapes that you can get?
Okay. As you know, that the names of the wines themselves is the type of the grapes.
Right.
Yes. But with us, the way the farm is, we specialize more of the red grapes.
Okay.
Because of the temperature.
Ah.
Yes.
Okay.
So in Wellington, they've got warm weather that produces the best grapes. Yes,
and the wine farm that you work from and where the grapes are grown, is it exclusively for Level, or is it, are there other wine estates also?
There's other wine brands, not estates.
Okay,
yeah,
all right. And what is the difference between a brand and an estate?
The brand, it's like any other brand. You give your product a brand.
Right,
the
right,
estate
right.
is where the actual farming of the grapes
okay.
are done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fantastic. And what else can you tell us about wine drinking in Africa, and what does the rest of the world need to know about Level Wine?
They just need to know that South Africa, we produce the best wines in the whole world. If they want to come and try our wines, yes, they can come and try our wines. We can take tours for them. And
as you said, you also organize events and so forth.
We do that every now and then.
Yeah.
Yeah. We just did at the Wine Sense last week. And it went very well. Yeah. We are at Gemelli. And we have done the pastry where we taste wines pairing and food.
Okay.
We are at Signature, and the one in Brooklyn.
Signature Restaurant?
Yes.
Oh, fantastic.
Yes.
Yeah.
We are at the Codfather now.
The Codfather in Johannesburg?
Yes, in Johannesburg. And also we are at Sugar in Bryanston.
Sugar is a restaurant?
Yeah, Sugo is a restaurant. Okay. Yeah, Bryant Park Shopping Center.
Yeah. And if people want to be able to get hold of you or to maybe purchase your wines, what is the best way to contact you?
They can contact us through emails, cell phones, our website. Mm-hmm.
What is the website?
It's Lavo Wines.
So that is LAVOWINES.
Yes.
.co.za.
Yes. We also on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
We also on Instagram.
Fantastic. Well, we wish you all the best, and I look forward to be traveling. And I'm hoping some of my colleagues from South African Airways, this is definitely one that we need to see when we're crossing our borders, don't you think?
Definitely. Talking about South African wines, we are in the process of submitting a tender to supply them with our wines.
Fantastic. Well, let's hope that our angels are listening and it goes through.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Yes, and we wish you all the best. And when we get to that premium level, then you need to come back so we can taste that wine as well.
Definitely. Thank you so much.
And to my listeners out there, of course, we were speaking to Lerato Pretorius, who's the brainchild behind Lavo Wine. And for those of you who don't know, Lerato is a beautiful South African name meaning love. And their ethos is that love is the one thread that keeps people together and keeps the world turning. Lavo Wines is about pleasure, enjoyment, and connecting people all around the world. If you want to know more about this wonderful brand, of course, look at my Facebook page, Twitter page. I'm also going to be uploading a couple of pictures of the wine so you know how to identify it when looking out for it. But also we're going to be pairing the wine with various snacks. So for those of you who want to learn and understand what we mean by pairing, go to my Instagram page, go to my Facebook page, and of course my Twitter page. Thank you very much for listening. See you again soon. CliffCentral.com.